All right. Hello, hello. Hey, family. Welcome to the Daughter Podcast, a place that is dedicated to the total wellness of the total woman. My name is Samantha Grimes, and I'm a certified life coach and Christian counselor and the CEO of Samantha Grimes Life Solutions, a wellness company that offers a wide variety of coaching and counseling services. If you are interested in one-on-one or group services, please head to our website at www.sgls.info. Once again, that's www.sgls.info. And we look forward to working with you. All right, family, I want to knock out some housekeeping things before we get into today's episode. First things first, all right, the first goodie that I have for you, join our membership community. You have a membership community? Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Bless the Lord. Okay. So if you are a fan of this podcast or you are not a fan of this podcast, and maybe it's your first time listening, maybe you follow us on social media, maybe you are know of us from our YouTube channel or just our books or just whatever it is that we have out there, and you want to get plugged in, you want to be a part of a community, a sisterhood of other women who are like-minded, who are going after the same thing that you are going after. You want to be watered. You want some sunlight. You want some attention. You want to grow amongst a family. Our community is the perfect place for you. Join our membership community. It is the Daughter Podcast membership community. Okay. It's a private community. It is our inner circle, and we do live Q&As about the podcast episodes, as well as we do live, Bible studies, live lessons, group coaching, all the things. And so it's only $40 a month, and you can easily become a part of it. All you have to do is head to our Instagram page at Samantha Grimes TV, go to the link tree and click the link that says, podcast, I think it's Daughter Membership Community. I think that's what it says. Yeah. Daughter Membership Community. Click that little link. It'll take you to PayPal. You'll pay your first $40 right there. Send us an email at samantha.grimescc@gmail.com, and we will send you a welcome email within 24 to 48 hours, giving you specific instructions on how to actually get inside the community. If you have any issues, you don't hear from us, something goes wrong, again, email us at samantha.grimescc@gmail.com, and you will always, you can write and say, I'm having an issue, I haven't heard anything, I don't know, and we will get back to you as soon as possible. But yes, join our family. Listen, we want to have you. We miss you. We're looking forward to it. We're excited about it. All of the things. Okay. My second goodie that I have for you is that I am the author of two books. That blesses me every time I say it out of my mouth, because I'm just like, ooh, bless God. Did that really happen? It did. It happened. All right. I have two books, guys. This first book, I can't tell you how many, testimonials have birthed from this book. Okay. It's called Feels So Good to Be Loved, 21 Days of Discovering the Authentic Love of God. My goodness. So many people have been blessed by it. It is a devotional, but it's written like chapters pretty much. And so each day is a chapter. And after each day, of course, there is some very loaded specific questions that you answer at the back, and it allows you to really begin to do some heart work, do some emotional work, really understand what it means to receive the love of God. So many people believe that they already know, they got it. I know that it's not about what you know. It's about what's made it to your heart and what's made it to your life. You know what I mean? And so many people don't understand how much the love of God changes the way you live, changes the way you do things. There are things that you're afraid of that you shouldn't be. There are things you're worried about that you shouldn't be. There are things that you're hesitant about and you shouldn't be. There are things that you won't walk into because you don't have an actual revelation that God loves you and what that means for your life. It's not just something nice that people say. No, this is a truth that has a reward, and the reward is in your life, right? The second book I wrote it last December. It is called Significance: Slaying the Demon of Low Self-Esteem and Stepping Back into Your Day One Significance. And family, this book hits on the trigger points that really cause low self-esteem and cause us to not understand our value and our significance in the world. So many people have no knowledge of that. And so everything is a comparison. Everything is a competition. Everything is a this, or I got to be the best. I got to outdo. And man, there's no peace. There's no security. There's no identity. But this book really hits those trigger points that really, really helps you be free. So I highly recommend both of those books. Both of those books are available on www.amazon.com and Kindle. As well as family, I am a certified life coach and Christian counselor, and I still take one-on-one sessions. I still take sessions via virtual as well as in office if you live in the Huntsville, Alabama area. And family, I believe I'm anointed for many of you that are listening to this podcast episode. Some of you have been praying about a counselor. You've been praying about a coach. You don't know who to go to. You don't know where to go. You don't know what to do. But yet you faithfully listen to this podcast. So you faithfully watch our content. Listen, I believe this is your sign. Family, book a session with me. And yet, not even that, book a free consultation. Yes, you heard me correctly. Absolutely free. And we talk about your money situation, see what you can afford. We talk about the different services, try to figure out what's going to be a good and a proper fit for you. Okay. And so we offer a wide variety of services on the life coaching side, from career coaching to ministry building to a traditional life coaching session to the counseling side, one-on-one, a couple, a group, that type of thing. And so, yeah, this is your opportunity. So if you would like to book a session, please visit our website at www.sgls.info. And we look forward to working with you. Family, those are all of my goodies for now. Okay. And so, again, please feel free to rewind this and go back if you need to catch that kind of information. As well as you can follow us on our social media pages. Again, my Instagram is at Samantha Grimes TV. My Facebook is at Coach Samantha Grimes. And our YouTube is at Samantha Grimes TV as well. Those are our three major social media platforms. Yeah. That's all of the goodies I have for you. Okay, so before I introduce the topic and any of that, I am going to go ahead and open us up with prayer. And then we're going to get right on into it, okay? Let's do it. All right, well, Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you so much. We thank you now, Father, that you're the one who makes us free. We thank you now, Father God, for your goodness, for your mercy, for your love, for your kindness, for your patience. God, we thank you that you're the one that gives us a new life, not just in title, but in action and in deed, Father God. Our lives are different, Father God. We're people that don't walk in fear. We're people that now walk in faith. We're now people who walk in authority. We're now people with strength, with hope, with security, with all of the kingdom of God fighting for us, Father. We thank you and we praise you and we honor you. And right now, Father, we know the Holy Spirit is already here, but we invite you afresh into this session, afresh into this podcast episode. Just aware, God, that there's nothing that we can talk about, we can work through, we can get perspective or vision on, nothing that we can really receive from you, Father, in this episode without the Spirit of God. So right now, Holy Spirit, I submit to you and I pray for the supernatural anointing and grace, Father God, to rest upon my life. Let everywhere that comes out of my mouth be your words and not my own, Father God. Let your children hear from you. Let them receive from you. I pray over every person listening to this, God, that you'll right now, you're making their heart conducive to receive. You'll let this be an answered prayer. God, you'll cause this to be something, Father God, that changes the way in which that they do life, the way in which that they receive, the way in which they experience. God, I thank you that they will become different people. They will live differently after this episode. I pray now, God, that you get all the glory and all the praise and all the honor, and that we'll all come back into the greater revelation that we are the beloved of Jesus Christ. We love you, we honor you, and we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. All right, let me minimize for a second. So family, the name of this episode, as you have seen, if you already clicked on it, it is Happy People. Happy people. I think I have cute titles. Okay. I think the Lord gives me cute titles. I think the Lord gives me cute names. I believe that. And this is called Happy people. This episode, I think, is so vital because I don't think people understand the importance of your joy. Okay. I don't think people understand the importance of that in your spiritual walk, the importance of that in your everyday life. I don't think people realize that that is what your normal should look like. It's not a sometimey thing. It's not at the end of a breakthrough or at the end of a difficult season or at a, no, like your default mode is right here. My husband said a quote back in college and it has stayed with me ever since. He said, happiness is based upon happenings, but joy only comes from the Lord. Once again, happiness is based upon happenings, but joy only comes from the Lord. And many of us have experienced plenty of happiness. Let's say you found out your car was paid off. Rabashati. Ibabasi, whatever tongue you speak in. I know that was the day that you spoke it. You found out that you got a day off from work, or you got some extra money in your paycheck, or you got your favorite takeout that night, or you had a good hair day. Ain't nothing like a good hair day. Especially for us African American women that are listening. There's something special about a good hair day, okay? A good hair day. Your kids did well in school. I mean, there's so many things that could have happened that brings you this burst of happiness. And then it's short lived. It's not because you're not really happy, but eventually you go back to normal life. Things are normal. And soon you don't feel happy. You feel whatever you're feeling throughout the day. I want to say this. It's not normal for you to not be a joyful person. It's not normal for you to not stay in this particular posture. Like the quote said, happiness is based upon happenings. So I can see why you don't necessarily have a lot of happy moments, because those type of moments happen in bursts. They happen in excerpts. They happen in little short clips throughout your life. And that's not a lot to make you want to live for. But joy, that's a different beast. That's a different conversation. That's a weighty thing. I don't know if you listened to the last episode. I talked about having a tool set, whether it be a nail file set or a hairbrush set. And there are pieces in that set that you don't necessarily think about because you don't even know what to use it for. And you don't realize the value of it until you need it. Joy is one of those majors. Joy is like a comb. There's no point. You don't need a comb. There's no, you know, joy is like the clipper. Okay, it's the right there in your face. Joy is something that we need every single day. The Bible says, and the joy of the Lord is our strength, which means you're going to need strength to get through this life. You're going to need strength at every point in every juncture of your life. There's no moment that you don't need the joy of the Lord. And it's God's idea and perspective that you have it every day. I don't know if anybody ever told you this, but God is a very happy God. And that might be hard to hear because some of you are like, but God, look at all the calamity in the world. Look at the poverty. Look at, there's sex trafficking. There's, crime. There's people messing over people. There's rape. There's molestation. There's incest. There's fear. There's torment. There's all these different things happening in the world. And you wonder, how is God such a happy guy? That don't really make sense. And this is the thing. There are so many people who have gone to heaven, who have had real encounters and came back to earth and will tell you, this man is a happy guy. This man is a pleasurable somebody. Okay? God is into your joy. I know that there are hard and difficult things that are happening in the world. And this is the thing. God is not in all of that. God gave dominion over to man. Some of that is people. And there are a lot of people who have not encountered and experienced God. And we have a real enemy. Okay? So there's a lot of different variables. But this is the thing. At no point is God not happy. At no point does God not have joy. And so if you're made in his image and likeness, and you are his son and his daughter, i.e. the name of this podcast, then understand that at every point of your life, God wants you to have joy. When you're tired, I still want you to have joy. When you're busy, I still want you to have joy. When you're preoccupied, I still want you to have joy. When you're in a season that you like, I want you to have joy. When you're in a season that you don't like, that maybe you feel uncomfortable, I still want you to have joy. That should be your default mode. That is one of the signs of a believer. That is one of the fruits of a son. Like, man, number one, when I met you, man, there was a joy about you. And I can't understand it because in my life, X, Y, and Z is going on. So how do you have so much joy? And the answer is Jesus. See, joy is like peace. They're besties. They hang out. They hang tough. What's the similarity between them? Well, the Bible talks about a peace that surpasses all understanding. Which means nobody needs to get it to have peace. And nobody needs to get it for peace to be sustained in your life. Nobody needs to understand why you got so much doggone joy. Okay? Nobody needs to get it. Nobody needs to understand it. You don't need to understand it. World War III could be breaking out in your life. And guess what? You can have joy in the midst of it. That seems like it's not fair, but that's the gig. That's the life of a believer. We live a life where it's not fair. We live a life where there's no punishment waiting for us on the other side of things because of grace and mercy and repentance and Jesus dying on the cross. There's no point where we lose our grace. There's no point where, like, we live a life where it's not fair. We live a life where we get things that we probably do not deserve because of mistakes that we made in the past. And that is not how your life is going to play out. The only way that's going to play out in your life is if you decide that it's going to play out that way in your life. Listen, if I could, I'm not saying do this, but if you could commit any crime in the entire world, and no matter how hard they try to persecute you, they can't. I'd have some joy. I'm going to just put that out there. I'd be a pretty happy chick, okay? I'd be a pretty happy woman. What do you mean? Oh, the joy of the Lord. Listen, because you're saved, whether it's a hard day or an easy day, whether the devil is lying or attacking or things are smooth, you going to heaven, I'd have joy. You are going to heaven. And I know some of you, this might be a little triggering because some of these things you might not feel have felt so sure about in your life. And this is God lovingly inviting you to study your word, lovingly inviting you to learn more about him so that you can find the security that he wants you to have. Like, the gospel is the good news. And some of you don't realize that throughout our life, you're going to constantly be coming into the revelation of, oh my goodness, this really is good news. Okay? So I want to hit on three things that hinder us from having joy. Okay. Sustained joy. Now God is our sustainer. The joy is sustained, but sometimes what happens? We lay down things. God is a sustainer. He's a keeper. You don't have to ever worry about whether you're going to have or not. When God gives you something, that's it. Okay. God gives you a gift. What does the Bible say? Our gifts and callings are without our repentance. It ain't going nowhere. That's why people can still operate in a gift even if they're not living right. I know that doesn't seem fair, i.e. that's the gig. We live a life that's not fair because we have a God who's that good. Okay? And so what am I talking about? The enemy's always trying to get you to lay things down. The enemy can't just do whatever he wants to do to you. If that was the case, you'd be dead. Okay, you'd be gone. He can't do whatever he wants to do to you. So what he does is try to get you to lay down things by lies, feelings of fear, temptations, smoke screens, which is all rooting back in the same thing, the devil, the author of lies. Okay. And so let me show you these are three major ways that he gets you to lay down your joy. That is what your what? Your strength. Number one, dimming your light. Now, I know y'all think I'm about to go. I know y'all think I'm about to go because that is a very trendy topic. Girl, don't dim your light for nobody. And that is true. That is true. There is a famous a speech by a well-known motivational coach called Lisa Nichols. And she talks about dimming your light. And she talks about, you know, not worrying about what other people think. And she said, when they do get upset about your light and all how bright you're shining, girl, get them some shades. And she puts the shades on and it's like, oh my goodness, right? Great, great, great speech. I mean, phenomenal. But this is actually incredibly biblical. The Bible tells us that we are you ready for it? The salt of the earth and the light of the world. We ought to be a city on a hill. We are called to be people who shine a light. Okay? It's just track with me. We're called to be people who track a light. Light is greater than darkness. It always will be. It doesn't matter how much darkness you put in the room. One person of light shuts the thing down. Why? Because if I cut off all the lights in here, I got to keep cutting off lights to get it to be completely dark. Cut on one light, darkness gone. So don't let it be two lights. Don't let it be. That's why when two or three are gathered, the word is on to something. Okay. You can shut darkness down in instants, in a minute, in a second. Okay. Purity is always going to be far more powerful than impurity. See, the devil doesn't want you to know things like that, but I'm gonna spill all the tea for you. Purity will always be more powerful than impurity because it is light, because it is of the King, because God is the greater authority. Greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. This is all biblical. This is all scripture. Understand, what am I getting at? Well, we often dim our light. You ever been in a room? Like you walk into a room and let's say you have all this joy and you're happy and you're like, hey, everybody, what's up? How you doing? And then you happen to notice that the people in your room, life has been lifing and it's on them. They don't have that kind of joy. They don't. They're looking at you almost sideways. And what do we do in those moments? You dim your light. You draw it back and say, let me not smile so much. Let me not be so. Or people that get angry with your joy. Like you walk in, you're smiling, you're happy, you're hugging, you're loving people. God is good. God, ooh, 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 whatever. Whether you're in a circular workplace, whether you're in the church, whether you're wherever you are. And you have all this joy and there are people who are angry with you about it. Like, oh, it is too early to be that doggone happy. And you know how many people in the world think that that's funny and think that that's cute? You know why? Because the society has made it normal to not have any joy. And what does that mean? Society is trying to make it normal for you to not have any strength. Society is trying to make it normal for you to not have any strength. So in order for you to be a son, to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world, you have to do something different. You have to choose to have joy anyway, because if you lay it down in the name of, I don't want to be the person that's happy in the room of everybody that's not happy. I don't want to be the person that makes everybody uncomfortable because I'm just so hype and I'm just so, you're not doing them any favors. And at that moment, they've become your God. And the Bible says the fear of man is a snare. You know what a snare does? Snare traps the sound. But the Bible says he who trusts in the Lord shall be safe, meaning there is safety in trusting God and choosing to be how he has called you to be and not the way that makes sense to everybody that is around you. This is Bible. This is Bible, family. Your joy is your gift. And this is the thing. Just like I said, light overpowers darkness with ease. The one person walking into a room with a joy is far more contagious than five people who just determine to be pissed off. And your joy and your conversation and your ease has the power to transform the atmosphere. It has the power to lift the burden off of the people that you are around. See, they don't like it, but they don't realize that they need it. I need you to be a person of joy. I need you to be a person of light. Listen, you want to talk about evangelism? You want to talk about being a witness? Here you go. This is being a witness, right? It's not going to always be, I pull you to the side and I asked you if you were saved and we prayed the prayer. And you, sometimes how you live your life, man, no matter how they act, this woman got joy. No matter what's going around, her disposition does not shift. I know she's going through something and she's still up in here bouncing and behaving. How is that possible? And then you can point to the one who made it possible, Christ, and say, this joy is not just for me. This joy is for you too. It is a weapon that the enemy would love for you to ignore and it seemed like it's not that big of a deal. And it's a huge deal. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And God is telling you, if you cling to what I say, you will be stronger. Greater is he that is in you than he is in the world. Like, I mean, if you were here, I feel like all of you would agree. We need strength to get through this life. We need strength to get through hard seasons, and you need strength to get through easy ones. You need strength. You need strength to keep going, to keep moving. And God is telling you, yeah, your joy. Y'all, like, why do you think there's quotes like laughter is like good medicine? Laughter is the fruit of joy. People that laugh a lot, they got some power. Sometimes, listen, I'm all for deep and spiritual intercession. I'm all about encounters. I'm all about it. But sometimes, go watch something that is foolish. I don't mean sinful, but I mean funny. Like kingdom comedians, God is so into that. God is so into that. My goodness. Because we need it. God is a happy guy. God is a pleasurable God. There is a guy, he went to heaven and he gave a testimony. And he said he went into heaven and when he was there, there was a couch there. And it was very odd to him to see a couch in heaven, but there was a couch. And when he sat down on the couch hugged him back and engulfed him. And God was revealing to him in a lot of different ways that I am a God of pleasure. I enjoy your joy. I enjoy your pleasure. There are things that you love and I gave them to you and I want you to have them and I want you to enjoy them in the fullness. And this is giving me glory. And this is a witness to my kingdom, to others who may watch. Joy is powerful. So stop laying it down and then literally stop dimming your light. That's sin. If you want to talk about being out of order or being disobedient, every time you dim your light, every time you act like you are not happy, every time you dial it back because I don't want to make somebody else uncomfortable, baby, I'm about to make you uncomfortable so that you can ask me, where did I get this joy? And I can testify of my Father. Man. This is your gift. You're going to put down your, that's like you getting a brand new, ladies will understand this, a brand new Birkin bag, okay? And you shopping in that Birkin bag and then you meet somebody who can't afford a Birkin bag and they looking at you sideways. You telling me you finna throw away your Birkin bag so that she don't feel uncomfortable? That's the exact thing that you're doing. Don't throw away your Birkin. Don't throw away your Chanel. Don't throw away your Louis Vuitton. Don't throw away your Lady Dior. Okay. Don't throw away your Coach. Don't throw away your Kate Spade, New York. Don't throw it away. Don't do it. Don't dim your light. They don't like, listen, it may not be what they want, but it's what they need. If you are a mother, you understand that. My daughter, she actually likes vegetables, but there are certain vegetables I know she needs more than others because of the nutrient value, and she wants to throw it away. Honey, I'm trying to figure out how to get it into her body. This is not what she wants, but this is what she needs. And a lot of times it's going to be seasons like that, man. I'm going to keep shining because y'all don't even realize you need this. You need this. Some of y'all is going to be 5 years down the line. And you finally gonna get serious about God. And the reason you're willing to try him is because you remember 5 years prior, there was this woman on the job and she always had so much joy. And I just couldn't understand how she had all this doggone joy. And it just wasn't fair. And I didn't like it, but I respected her for it. And it made me want to give her God a chance. The Bible says one man plants, another man waters, but God gives the increase. Okay. All right, family. The next thing, I'm looking at my phone like the notes there, child, is letting how you feel decide how you feel. That sounds so oxymoron. That sounds so crazy, right? It's the reality that joy is a choice. It will always be your choice. One of the greatest gifts God ever gave to mankind is free will and choice. Often, we don't realize that we haven't chosen it. You're waiting for it to feel like it. And some days, it doesn't come as easy. You still have it. The gift has not left you. But it's just not... It's like having a bad hair day. Like, I know what my hair can do, but I don't know why my hair not doing it today. Okay. So now you have to choose it. And how do we choose it? When we choose things by action. If I choose this purse over that purse, I'm not just pointing at it. I have to go and pick up the purse, take it, and put it into my possession and carry it around. I have chosen this purse for the day. It's the same principle. I have chosen joy today. So I'm going to do joy-based things. Okay? I'm going to smile. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to go out. I'm going to be around. I'm going to be joyful. Matter of fact, you fill in the blank. You know what it looks like for you to really walk out joy, even when you don't feel joy. Nobody knows that better than you. A lot of the things that God has called us to do, a lot of the fruit of the Spirit, they are action words. Faith, the Bible says faith without works is dead. Faith is an action word. Peace is an action word. Joy is an action word. Love is an action word. Hope is an action word. There are things that we naturally do out of our confession of our mouth and then the actions that we take that says that we do it. Anytime we identify with something, whatever it may be, you know that you have identified with something by what it is that you do. Sometimes you've identified with something by not worrying about it. You've identified with something by not stressing about it, not overthinking it, because I actually believe that's the action in which that you have taken. So faith has an action. What are you going to take? What are you going to do? I know how you're feeling today. And that was the enemy's whole point, is that she will make how she feels her God. And she's going to walk around depressed for the rest of the day. And she's not going to do anything. And she's not going to leave the bed. And she's going to call off work. Or she's going to go to work. And she's going to have attitude the whole day. Because I have gotten her to take God off of the throne and to put my feelings on it. A feeling that you know will pass. Because what does the Bible promise? Submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll do what? He will flee. Maybe he didn't flee in the next 30 minutes, but he'll flee. Maybe he didn't flee in the next 45, but he will flee. He is on the way out. Maybe you got to rebuke him a couple times. He's still on the way out. You can look at the devil and just say, you know, peace easy. Okay. Peace easy. So I know anybody love 90s slang. Oh, it was the best time. I just want to add that. That was just my personal thoughts. But the last point that I want to hit on here is creating a joy atmosphere. There are things that we do that partners with God, right? So if God says, I want to give you a house, right? There are actions that I take that says, God, I believe you. I'm partnering with you. I'm going to go talk to a real estate agent. I'm going to figure out what kind of house do I actually want? What do I want it to look like? What kind of neighborhood do I want it to be in? So I'm doing my research, you know what I mean? Start praying about it. Are casting that care upon the Lord, driving around, looking at houses, decreeing and declaring. Those are faith steps that say, I partner with you. So if I'm going to have joy in my life, y'all, we often will say one thing, have this one intention, and do the opposite. You say, I want joy, and then you listen to a bunch of sad, sad love songs. I know you're going through a breakup. And that's crazy. The world has you doing things that's going to make you feel more sad. I'm going to say it. And somebody going to disagree. Some of these brothers, I love them. I love my brothers. But some of these brothers ain't worth. They are not worth a sad love song. Okay? It's not going to make you feel any better. And sometimes I know the enemy wants to give you the desire. I want to sit in my feelings. I want to be in a funk. But you are a son. Baby, we have bad moments. We don't have bad days. We have hard moments. We don't have a hard life. Paul called it a momentary affliction. Ooh, that was hard. But today is a new day. And grace and mercy, I have new mercies every single morning. And God's going to help me get through this day. And he's going to help me get through tomorrow. And he's going to help me get through tomorrow. And he's going to help me get through next week. And he's going to help me through next month. And I know it's bad. And I can still have joy. While I'm aware that I'm healing and I still need healing. While I'm aware that I'm working through this thing. You get to still have joy. So you have to set a joy atmosphere. You need to listen to some praise. Praise don't get the attention. I think, you know, we listen to a lot of worship songs and they are beautiful and God's into worship. But sometimes, where's your Fred Hammond? Where's your, okay, God is good. God is good all the time. Okay. Sometimes we're going to have to lift our hands and begin to praise the Lord. Okay. That is setting an atmosphere for joy. You know, stop, you know, wearing all, I'm a lover of all black, but if you depressed, you might have to put on a color today. Okay. If you know that these colors make you feel a particular way, you may have to get out of the bed, go make your bed. And go outside and go do something. Go hang out. Go be around friends. Friends that are not going to remind you of what you're upset about. But friends that just want to have fun with you. You know, some of you need to, y'all, it's some practical things. I'm not, nobody's ever said this, but I'm trying to help you out. Some of you, for real, change your bed sheets. Wash them and put on some bed sheets with vibrancy. Aesthetics matter. Sometimes what you're looking at is keeping you in a funk. You need a joy-filled life. Okay. You need to set an atmosphere for joy. The music you're listening to, doing things that you enjoy for the simplicity of enjoying it. If you love cooking, if you love hot baths, if you love good, buying a new book, if you like, these things are practical and they are saying, God, I partner with the joy you've given me. After you've prayed, after you've decreed and declared, after you have read some scriptures on joy in the midst of your hard season, now go and sin no more. What did Jesus say every time he healed somebody? Your faith has made you whole. Now go and sin no more. Your faith has made you whole. You done got up off the floor. You left. You went to the prayer room a cat and you came out a lion. Bless the Lord. Now go have joy. Go cook the best dinner you ever cooked. Go listen to music. Go do something that does not make sense with how you are feeling. Why? Because if God be for you, then who can be against you? Because God works all things together for the good of those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Because God is Jehovah Rapha, your healer. You have every reason to have joy because there's breath in your body. Like I know people say this on the pulpit at church because it sounds real churchy and you just be all like, oh my goodness, it sounds so good. But no, this is your life. On Wednesday and you're not at Bible study and you're not in a religious environment. You need this today to be okay. You need to, you get to have joy right now. So it is your choice. Do not dim your light in Jesus' name. And set the atmosphere for what it is that you're believing for. All right, family, that is everything that I have for you today. I love you guys so much. Please rewind back so you can hear some of those goodies and you can get connected and you can be a part. Listen, girl, I know some of y'all, I'm your best friend in your mind. I know that some of you, I'm your coach, I'm your counselor in your mind. Listen, this could be a real thing. We could really have it going on if you only. Okay. So, all right, family, I'll talk to you soon. Peace, easy. Bye.